You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, in yesterday's video, I talked about how I've personally seen the increase of women who've become homeless for various reasons. Now, let's go to the other side, the other increase of women that I've seen, women hitting the blade. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Yes, gentlemen, I have seen a substantial increase in women literally returning to the streets. Yeah, once again, it is something that cannot be denied. The only people who are trying to deny this are the people who wish to be willfully ignorant and put their blinders on. However, once again, just like homeless women, women on the blade is completely and totally in your face, especially with the anti-loitering laws that I've talked about in numerous videos since that law first went into effect. Now, of course, I still stand on what I believe should be the right way to do this. However, we know why prostitution, pay for play, the professional is still quote unquote illegal. Tax reasons. Yeah. And of course, I have to add a little bit of a racial element to it. I still gotta, you know, add that because that is something else that a lot of people don't want to talk about when it comes to the sexual underworld. But all in all, yeah, more and more women are steadily hitting the blade. Inflation, the economy, yeah, a lot of women are becoming sex workers. And guess what? They're not shy about it. I've always said this when it comes to the topic of the professional. Me personally, I have more respect for the honest professional than I do the deceitful normie woman. You know, women are always talking about, well, you know, if you want to get to know me, you need to take me to dinner and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on now. Why are we even still having these conversations? Why are we still having these arguments? If a woman needs you to take her to dinner, that means that that woman is broke as a joke. Yeah. Remember, gentlemen, I've always said this. If you're going to deal with the modern woman, you need to be honest yourself with your intentions. If you just want to blow her back out, make sure that is the topic. Be respectful, of course, but make sure that's where you're coming from. That way you are crystal damn clear with her and what you want. And let her decide. Now, of course, we know women have always used the illusion of the possibility of sex to keep men ensnared in their webs. However, more and more men have seen the man behind the curtain. They've seen the hook behind the bait. And more men have just said, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm not. So yeah, gentlemen, be honest, be upfront. This new environment, yeah, women are selling themselves. Just got to make sure you find the right one. Remember, every woman is for sale. You just have to find out when. Every single woman is for sale, no matter how much they try to deny it. Remember, as CGA always says, no woman is out of your league, only out of your price range. And as we all know, the Western woman has so overinflated her price that they've priced themselves out of the market. Hell, you still have older women jumping on TikTok talking about, oh, I need to find a good man. I can't find no good man. Woman, what the fuck do you have to offer? Nothing. You got nothing to offer. Nothing that a man of his worth would want. Yeah. Go out there, try to sell it, because guess what? More and more men are not even wasting their time dating, which, in my humble opinion, hey, that's a great thing. Starve the system of your money. Now, me and an old friend were having this conversation about pay for play and how actually it would solve a lot of men's issues. And besides, you can make a hell of a lot more money using this system. Just think about it. Man works, puts in his time. He says, you know what? I'm a little bit stressed today. I'm going to go down to the local brothel. Goes down to the brothel. He pays the flat rate. Claps some cheeks. Get that post-nut clarity. Feels better about himself. Says, wow, you know what? Things really ain't that bad. Well, at least I don't have to hit the bottle anymore. Yeah. I don't have to smoke that marijuana anymore. Yeah. But like I said, in my humble opinion, a lot of men's issues could be solved if a man could just work his job, pay his taxes, go down to the local brothel, get that venom out. Hey, he is straight. But yeah, I've seen a hell of a lot more women hitting the streets as of late. Something else I've seen as of late, more massage parlors popping up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely seeing more massage parlors popping up around the city. And something else that is happening. It's not just Asians in the massage parlors anymore. Oh, no, no, no. They're starting to have Latinas in the parlors. Gentlemen, as you know, variety is the spice of life. That is wonderful. Asians, Latinas in the massage parlor, shit. That's two of my favorite types of women. Hell, get two for one? Can't beat that. But yeah, starting to see a lot more Latinas hitting the parlors now. Definitely got to do my research. Look at the forms. Yeah. Hell, I went to an old parlor that hadn't had any action for like the last couple of years. But all of a sudden, they sprung back up and they came back with a fury. They had a Colombian woman in there. And I was like, you know what? I got to do it. I got to try it. Man, boy, haven't had a Latina in many, 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 many moons. First Colombian. Boy, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm loving it. Asians, Latinas in the same place? Shit. But that just goes to show you, gentlemen. Yeah. Things have spiraled downward insofar as the economy. But, a lot of women, they are returning to the oldest profession. America, ironically, loves to use sex as a way to trap men, to entice men to do things or buy things that we normally wouldn't buy. Yet at the same time, keeping it out of men's reach, or should I say, out of the everyday average man's reach. You got to do it this way. You got to go about it the right way. You got to do this the way we say you should do it. Hell, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen the story about the woman who actually catfished a man. And then when he showed up to her house for the date, she called the police on him. Yeah, in my humble opinion, that woman catfished the ever-living shit out of this guy. And then when it came time for her to actually reveal herself, oh, no, 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 no. She then tried to make the excuse, oh, I got cold feet, even telling the police that she was pregnant with the guy's kid and that he was going to actually offline her. Yeah, gentlemen, is that what you really want to have to go through to try to quote unquote date the right way here in America? Oh, hell no. No, no, no. And this is another reason why more and more men have simply exited the dating market. But like I said, I'm going to reiterate, if pay for play were actually made fully legal, put inside of brothels in particular areas, you'd have a hell of a lot less problems with men in society. Now, when it comes to the normie woman, oh, we know why they have such a problem with the professional. Because guess what? The manipulation, the games that women play, all of it, it will come to a screeching fucking halt. Women would actually have to compete. And guess what? It's going to be hard pressed for a normie woman who wants to play manipulation games to compete against a professional who has an open, flat rate. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Have you seen an increase of women hitting the blade in your cities? Have you also seen an increase in the number of massage parlors that might have popped up in your neck of the woods? Just saying. I personally have seen the increase in both. And for you normie women out here who still think that you're going to be able to use the illusion of the possibility of sex in this current environment, in this current economic downturn, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power of the poon that you still think that you hold is going out. Feminism and the idea that the power of the poon is going to keep the everyday average man, quote unquote, lusting after you, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, one way or the other, you will have to compete. And yeah, even blue-collar men are now being heavily sought after. Because guess what? This economic downturn has shown you exactly who truly is important in this society. And a lot of you women, you lost those cushy, fluff-created jobs. Hey! It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.